The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
It's Tuesday. I was just thinking today earlier about the third debate with all the cheating that Clinton engaged in, the teleprompter in the podium, specially built for her, remember at her request, first debate, including a teleprompter apparently that nobody knew about. Same podiums were used in both first and third. She cheated both times. This is so unbelievable. It just continues and continues. WikiLeaks, thank God for Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Thank goodness for Anonymous and all the people who have been honestly looking at this situation, who have any ability to use or interact with or perform in the mainstream media, which is very few. Remember in the debate, the lies? And remember there are lies by omission, and there are lies wherein the person asked the question doesn't answer it. That's also a lie. She was asked point blank by Chris Wallace, would you shoot down Russian aircraft in a no-fly zone if you got your way and had one installed over Syria? She didn't answer the question. Now, twice in the past, she has answered that question directly by saying, yes, I would shoot down Russian jets. That's World War III. All right, we know that. Now, here's a new one. Just got this. This says, let me read a little bit to you. Documents prove Hillary Clinton trying to steal the election. Well, we know that, but this is even more. I'm going to put this up at the top of headlines in just a couple minutes. Hillary Clinton is violating election laws by directly coordinating, working with independent expenditure super PACs, according to a newly released video testimony and also WikiLeaks documents, which have been compiled for you. In this story, you'll see it. I'll put it up. Clinton's law-breaking, again, how many laws has the woman broken? Gives her unfair access to hundreds of millions of dollars for messaging, which she is using and directing the use of in order to seize the White House. All right, I'll leave it at that. This woman has got to go to prison for the rest of her life, along with her husband. And that's too good for them. This is really bad. And I hope that any of you Democrats listening on Election Day consult with your conscience about this issue. And don't tell me about Donald Trump's locker room talk or a bunch of paid performers coming out saying, he grabbed me 20 years ago. He grabbed me 30 years ago. It's crap. And it doesn't even appear in the pantheon of crimes committed by the Clintons going back 40 years. It's less than a mite a little tiny tick, a flea on an elephant. It's nothing. You literally have the hands of our future in your hands. You have our future in your hands. And what I'm trying to say is, if she is allowed to take the White House, this is the way it's going to go for the rest of our lives. It's not going to change in 4 years or 8 years. It's over. It's done. She'll simply appoint 4 Supreme Court justices. It's over. That's it. Done. So you have the future of this country, your children, your grandchildren, in your own hands. And when you decide to vote, think about that. We don't need the Clintons anymore for anything. Nothing. Now, there are more reports coming in of vote fraud, too. People are voting all Republican on electronic voting machines, and they're not certifying their ballot, rechecking it before it's actually entered electronically. And they're pushing a full slate of Republicans. They're just checking all Republicans. And when they go to check it, to validate it, people are finding that it's all Democrats. Now, remember, George Soros controls a company that has voting machines in, I believe it's 23 states, almost all the battleground states. It doesn't take, you know, a rocket scientist to figure this out. We are being dictated to by one dictator, Barack Obama, that we are going to accept another dictator who will follow him. Don't do it. Anyway, we'll talk more about this. Terrible Tim is standing by in Brighton, in merry old England. Not so merry, certainly old, but how do you say merry old England in Arabic, Tim? Have you learned yet?
No, I just call it shithole myself.
Oh, that. Well, can you say that in Arabic?
No, I've got no desire to speak Arabic. There's no need. They all are learning English so they can come to Britain.
Well, you're lucky that you're not a child in Denmark, because they're being made to get down on their knees and learn how to pray on prayer rugs. Little blonde-haired Scandinavians.
Yeah, but I say that's all Europeans are good for, Jeff.
Well, they might be good for something else. I would beg to differ. However, we do understand your way of looking at things, and Tim does a lot of this tongue-in-cheek to get the point across, to get us all to think. Here's the other story that is certainly worthy of mention. Muslims in Europe now, Muslims are saying that when they take over, they're going to make it legal to rape white women and little girls and little boys, but white women will be now legal game. They're going to decriminalize raping white women. That's their plan. All right.
Well, rape's already legal in the EU. We've got reports here from Austria. Iraqi faces retrial over pool rape by Lizzie Durden. An Iraqi refugee convicted of raping a 10-year-old boy in a cubicle at a swimming pool in Vienna has had his conviction overturned after judges found that he may have believed the child consented. The 20-year-old who has not been named was arrested at the scene on 2nd December, reportedly telling police officers in initial interviews that he was experiencing a sexual emergency after not having sex in 4 months.
An emergency. That's a very interesting construct.
I mean, I'm having a sexual emergency because I haven't got a harem of stunning, super rich women doing my bidding. In June, he was jailed for a minimum of 6 years for rape and aggravated sexual abuse of a minor, but Austria's Supreme Court has overturned the rape conviction and ordered a retrial. So, as I say, it's here already, Jeff. You're
Yeah.
Raping women's the norm. It happens in Europe on an industrial scale. We've had, according to the official figures, as I said, over 500,000 girls raped and 100,000 boys raped in the UK. If those are the official figures, they're probably 10 times more. So it's the norm. But now we're not only including women, who of course are just rape beasts for their Muslim masters,
right,
of course we're including little children as well. So now in Europe,
nobody is secure. Nobody's safe. No,
that's the only use for Europeans. They're just the sex slaves of their Muslim masters.
Exactly.
With,
have you
Obama.
Been? You've been projecting that for a long time. You're
with
right.
Barack Obama being the archetype for this new world order, Jeff. You're behind the times. We've got another report today. Restricting migration could aid terrorism, says UN investigator. A United Nations investigator
that's
has warned
one.
That moves to crack down on migration may worsen the risk of more attacks in Europe while breaching refugees' fundamental rights. Ben Emmerson, the special rapporteur on counter-terrorism and human rights, found little evidence that ISIS and other terror groups are refugee flows, use refugee flows, or that asylum seekers are prone to radicalization.
Exactly.
Delivering a report to the UN General Assembly in New York, he said, while there is no evidence that migration leads to increased terrorist activity, migration policies that are restrictive or that violate human rights may in fact create conditions conducive for terrorism. Overly restrictive migration policies introduced because of terrorism concerns are not justified and may in fact be damaging to state security.
Exactly. It is so ludicrous. I wish I could laugh at it.
I'm just reporting from the Eye today.
I got it. We are now causing terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, by not taking in these so-called refugees in adequate numbers. So it's our fault.
You know, if you want to cut down on terrorism, don't vote for Donald Trump and vote for Hillary. You'll bring in millions of these Negroids who are all desperate to take all your money.
And remember their average IQ, Tim, 60 to 65. That's it. Somalians.
Yeah, and it takes 7 years for a migrant to get a job in Sweden, and out of the 1.1 million migrants, official figures, which were imported to Germany, according to the papers, only 20,000 of them have any form of employment. So, as I say, for all of you whites in the USA, get down on your knees and kiss the feet of your Negroid masters who are going to be coming in swarms thanks to Hillary. If you watch the debate,
rape gangs.
You saw that Hillary promised that all the refugees would come in after being screened. And according to the screening process from the UN, we find that little evidence that ISIS and other terror groups use refugee flows or that asylum seekers are prone to radicalization. So that basically means that none of the refugees are terrorists, because that's
right.
The UN's diktat.
80% of the refugees are male between the ages of 18 and 30, give or take. That's it. They're called soldiers.
In the UK, they brought in child migrants from the Calais refugee
infestation
that now is burning as we speak. There's a massive fire going on in the Calais camp. But according to the UK government, children are now classified as people with crow's feet on their faces and look about 40. It was all in the papers, the Mail, the Express. It's the norm now that middle-aged people, according to the UK government, are child refugees. They were on the front pages of the UK papers.
Some of the airhead liberal Brits who have taken in some of these so-called child refugees are complaining now that the first thing that they ask for, these child refugees, is a razor to shave with.
Exactly.
It's your point.
Because, of course, they're all middle-aged garbage. You know,
right.
They're all
right.
In their 40s, some of them. It's quite amazing the absolute stupidity of the whites. The whites basically must be the most stupid race on the planet, Jeff. I mean, even Theresa May has stated now that this has got to stop because it's gotten so ludicrous. And Amber Rudd, the Home Secretary, has said they're not taking in any more child refugees from the Calais camp because of the stench of complete insanity that the Mail and the Express and the Sun have been pumping into the British public when we've got these middle-aged negroids are in fact children, according to the British government. And the UN policy, as I showed you, is that basically none of them can be terrorists. And in fact, it's racist to even impugn that these wonderful middle-aged Negroids, who of course are officially children, would ever be terrorists, Jeff.
It's going to get to be so bad here.
We, of course, have on Sky News today that Mohamed Amer, a notorious rapist, has been found in Spain after fleeing the country. And he, of course, couldn't be Muslim with the name Mohamed. And, of course, wouldn't be someone on Social Security or running, pimping out little girls or into the drugs trade, would he, Jeff? Because, of course, that would be racist saying
not
that.
Not a chance. No,
and even worse that a Northern Irish Christian couple, white, have been convicted of race hate for not—they've got a bakery—for not making a cake for homosexuals, which promotes homosexuality. They said, "We're Christians and can't make your cake," and were taken to court for race hate and convicted. So this is the state of Europe, Jeff. It's finished. Yeah. The only purpose for whites is to clean the anuses of their Negroid masters and to give them infinite amounts of money so the Negroids can sit on their asses breeding multiple numbers of Negroid pups. And the whites can basically do all the work for them. We've got the southern plantation developing in Europe where the whites are the slaves in the fields and the master in the house is the Negroid. It's wonderful.
Right. One Syrian refugee is getting now $291,000 a year from the EU for he and his four wives. Can you spell suicide? $291,000 a year because the guy's got four wives and a bunch of little piglets.
We had on the front page, I think, of one of the tabloids that a Negroid, a Somali, with his seven children, turned down a mansion because it wasn't good enough for him.
Where was this?
Yeah, there was a Somali Negroid.
Yeah, yeah. Where did you see this story? I've seen others.
That was on the front pages of the UK press, not this week, not last week, but the week before.
Well, damn.
He turned it down because it wasn't good enough for him.
I think these people, your people are not taking good enough care of these sub-Saharan Africans.
I know, as I say, the only purpose for the Europeans is, as I say, the slaves in the field for the Negro masters. Well, you know, when your listeners think that Tim Riefat is being overly nasty or is overblowing or egging the pudding or distorting the reporting, I'm underplaying how bad it is in Europe, Jeff.
I know you are. Let me do some things here. Here's how the liberal European mind, the American same way, this is a quote, when Muslim teenage boys go to open air swimming pools, they are overwhelmed. I guess you could call it a sexual emergency, Tim. They are overwhelmed when they see girls in bikinis. These boys who come from a culture where, for women, it is frowned upon to show naked skin. Can't show your skin. They will follow girls and bother them without their realizing it, says this writer. Naturally, this generates fear. They don't even realize what they're doing, these poor little boys. Police raid on a Munich refugee facility found that guards hired to provide security at the site were trafficking drugs and weapons and were turning a blind eye to prostitution in the camps. These are wonderful blights on the landscape. Meanwhile, the raping of German women by asylum seekers is becoming commonplace. Now, to top this off, I got an email from someone born in Germany who has family and relatives in Germany, and he wrote to me today. He says, Merkel made the invaders criminals and their crimes a matter of national security and forbade the media to report on it for reasons of national security. I am so unbelievably sad, he writes, that my fatherland is gone. There are now over 200,000 crimes a month perpetrated by Muslim refugees, and the media says in a year, which is completely wrong. It's 200,000 crimes a month, Jeff, and no one is reporting it. They rape children in public swimming pools. They raped a woman in a wheelchair for hours, multiple gang members. They raped with seven guys, a seven-year-old boy for hours. And now they are getting, get ready for this, voting rights in Germany. The police have been ordered to not let anybody face criminal charges for rape or assault. The judges give them probation or even set them free. If someone is defending themselves with pepper spray from rape or assault, they go to jail and not the invaders of Europe. You can't have any guns legally in Germany, and you'll get up to 5 years in jail for having one. Yesterday, a court gave five of these savage invaders prohibition after they raped a nine-year-old to death. Only, yeah. He says, the Hell's Angels, and they have chapters, Harley Riders in Germany, only the Hell's Angels are keeping some of these people in check and going to jail for that as well. They tell women to wear sneakers, the government does, to be able to outrun their rapists and to not go onto the streets alone, only in groups of five. On all island and beaches, they are standing in front of women, are these savages, and masturbating. The most luxurious ski resort in Bavaria has been closed, partially because of all the Muslim assaults. The invaders ordered German restaurants not to sell pork anymore, or they will be killed. Countless businesses are closing in Germany because customers are afraid to come. They put at least 250 invaders, savages, on one spot, so they are an instant army, and the German people are helpless against that large number of people. So there you go.
I love it, Jeff. You know, when I say Europe's finished, none of the American listeners understood that Europe has gone this way. And thanks to the Hillary Clinton election, where it's rigged and she'll win, she'll bring millions, tens of millions, and hundreds of millions of these lovely Negroids to America. So all of you white women and little white boys and girls can achieve your rightful purpose under the New World Order, which is the rape beast of your Negroid masters. And as you can see, I'm not making it up. We've got it in Europe already, Jeff.
Well, I think the expression "a sexual emergency" sort of sums it up.
Vote Hillary, as I say, yeah. Because I, being a misanthrope, I'm just going to get so amused watching all of the white vermin put in their place by their, you know, their Negroid masters. You elected a Negroid, and after that, the American people deserve everything they get, Jeff. Anyone who could vote in a piece of filth like Obama with his homosexual tendencies and his sexual deviant Michael, his pseudo-wife, the American people deserve absolutely Hillary and the forced raping of America and the forced miscegenation of America, which, of course, is going on all over Europe as we speak, Jeff.
I hope all of you listening are paying extreme attention to what Tim is saying. This is what's coming here.
As I say, the German guy is telling you the exact situation. It's a matter of national security in the UK, all across Europe, that none of these crimes are reported because, of course, that would then destroy the New World Order. You might ask, why are they doing it? So the Jewish bankers can divide and conquer.
They're doing exactly that.
If the whites are subjugated by the Negroids, they won't go after the kleptocracy and people like the Jew Sir Philip Green, who stole $500 million and put British Home Stores and 11,000 people out of work, can continue to rob you little white wiggers of all your money, Jeff. See, so you understand the purpose.
See,
and Jews
also,
like Soros are, of course, promoting the New World Order.
That he's behind it. He's one of the key players. You have to understand that the Germans are not allowed to have guns. Does that ring a bell? Second Amendment? Take away our guns and we're
Hillary's
toast.
Going to take them away from
we're
you.
Toast. We're done. We're finished.
I know. But as I say, you'll see me laughing like a madman when Hillary's elected by the rigged election, because I'm off to China. And, of course, Hillary will be promoting business for me as the world's leading expert on psychic warfare, because psychic warfare will suddenly become big money business because she's putting a missile shield around China. All the fads are going up in South Korea and in Japan, ready to do a first strike on China. And, of course, my technology to get into the minds of all the Pentagon generals and turn Hillary's brain to blancmange will, of course, make me big money, Jeff.
Well, you may do very well there. I hope so. Here's the point. What we're talking about has nothing to do with racism. You want to see racism?
As I say, I'm a professional racist, Jeff. I hate everybody. And I'm just explaining to the white filth that they are not fit for purpose because no one in their right mind would...
Exactly.
No one in their right mind would open the door to infinite migration by
their own slaughter. Opening the door to their own slaughter.
You understand now why I say that the white race isn't fit for purpose, because they are self-suicidal.
White race is doomed by its own kind nature. It's got some genetic flaw about kindness.
No, it's not kindness, Jeff. I'm a very kind person. If someone tries to rob me, then I do them in and then kill them remotely with psychic warfare. I've been kind to them. I've been kind to the human race by getting rid of rats. You're kind to the human race by eliminating vermin.
Quite.
That's kindness. The white race is isn't kind. Uh-huh. The white race is a docile beast called by the Jews Goyim cattle. That's what they are. And where do cattle end up?
You want to see racism? There you go.
They end up in the abattoir. The Jewish people.
Abattoir.
Yeah, the Jewish people are, in fact, not a failed race. They have a place called Israel where they don't have migrants, and they have a monoculture of Israelis that speak Hebrew, and now
they're grooming out the Arab Israelis, by the way, and they've also neutralized the Christian Israelis.
Yeah,
they are cleansing, and they've announced today, I don't know if you saw this, Tim, one of the Ministry of Defense people in Israel said, the next Gaza war will be the last one.
Yeah.
Okay, what does that tell you? It validates exactly what I've said, that they are going to cleanse Gaza entirely of Palestinians. That's going to be it. They'll flag, and then they'll turn the jets loose, and they will nuke it if they have to. There'll be nothing
Lieberman
left.
Lieberman promised the extermination of Hamas. The final
That's
solution.
That's right. That's right.
And I
That's
agree right. totally with Lieberman that the Gaza rats need to be exterminated, and I'll pat Lieberman on the back once he's exterminated the filth from Gaza.
Well,
why?
That's on the menu.
Because monocultures are the only way forward. We want an Islamic world where it's ruled by Muslims and the Westerners are kept out. We want Israelis to be a monoculture. And, of course, the whites are simply going to be the slave race. So you can see the Israelis have and are following the Tim Rifat view, which is monocultures, good, multiculturalism, suicide.
Let me point out that what Tim is describing has already happened. Where? South Africa. 44 million people, 40 million blacks, 4 million whites, with whites in the government sharing power and essentially wielding power, the country flourished. The Afrikaners were there for over 400 years, and they built that whole country, the cities, everything. Now that the blacks are in charge, the 4 million whites are now reduced to second-rate status, and many will say, well, they deserve it. I don't think so. South Africa's whites, in many cases, are now living in the ghettos that the blacks used to occupy. They're really political refugees, and they should be able to come here.
That's the future for the American whites, I would say 30 years down the road.
It could happen. Look how fast Europe was destroyed.
It will happen. That is the agenda of the New World Order, run by Soros, and of course directed by the Lord Emperor of the West, Jacob Rothschild, from London. That is the New World Order.
Well, it's on the way, and if we allow it, we will pay the price, period.
What amuses me immensely is that all of the so-called white liberal women are vilifying Donald Trump, and they are the ones and their children and their children's children who will become the sex slaves of the Negroids under the Hillary Clinton agenda. So
I find Tim is not joking. She's going to bring them in here. Obama's bringing them in 400 to 500 a day. Hillary's going to up that by 550%. That's her announced goal. We know that once she gets in the White House, she'll just open the doors. There won't even be a cap on any of it.
In Europe,
no,
we have open
no
borders.
Limits.
There is no limits. Yeah. The only.
And when they hit a certain percentage in this country, that's when the rape gangs begin to run wild. That's when the police begin to back away. That's when you'll see no-go zones in many American cities. That's when the police will begin to quit the force in droves because they know they're up against an enemy that they cannot handle. Period. They get out.
It's like
happened in Sweden.
In the Calais camp, where the police don't ever go in there, and now it's burning down as we speak.
Exactly.
So there are no-go areas all over Europe where the Negroids rule absolutely. And in the UK, we've got Negroid ghettos in all the major cities where the police are hamstrung by the government not going in to purge these vermin who are running their rape camps for all the little white girls, because it would be bad for racial cohesion, and therefore MI5 has put the clamps on the police, cleansing out the filthy pits of Negroid degradation that are all over the UK, and in Europe it's even worse. I love it. It's brilliant.
Well, you're not going to run out of things to talk about.
And as I say, the white woman in America, please, because we all know that women are terminally stupid, please vote for Hillary Clinton and prove to a misanthrope like myself with misogynist tendencies that you really are as stupid and suicidal as I believe voting for Hillary.
I can guarantee you that all the black Somalians, sub-Saharan Africans who come here will be in a constant state of sexual emergency.
I know.
Not only that, 30% of them at minimum will be HIV positive. That means not that they're just HIV positive. It means they have AIDS. Understand? And everyone they rape will end up with AIDS, understand? And they're bringing in many other fatal diseases, understand? That's what you're going to do to this country if you allow this woman to go into the White House. It's over.
Antibiotic immune TB.
It's over.
Hepatitis C.
I'll go on for an hour. Leishmaniasis. Leprosy. It just goes on and on and on. Now we think Ebola is still there. Ebola could come over here easily with these people. Easily.
I know, and all of you little white women who are voting for Hillary, please, please vote for Hillary so that Tim Riefat can put his feet up when he's living in China and just laugh at the fall of America. I mean, the Russians, Chinese, etc. don't need nuclear weapons to destroy the West. They're just following the Tim Riefat weapon system, which is bringing in loads of wetware, these Negroids that tear apart the West from within, which, of course, I talked about 15 years ago. And my so-called Chad World scenario, which now, of course, has come to pass. And we've even got the Senate Armed Services Committee whining that the Russians are militarizing migration in order to destroy the West. Who came up with the idea? Tim Riefat.
You know, I don't know how long we've been doing these programs, but when Tim first came on, people used to say, what are you doing with him? Why do you have him on the air? I knew that he was saying what was going to come to pass. I could tell. I didn't know at all, but I knew that he was on to being able to see the future in a way that most people can't. And it's all come to pass. Everything from Cobalt 60 to this mass migration, it's all come to pass.
Remember, I wrote three books on remote viewing, so my profession is using remote viewing to see the future. And I'm one of the few people who actually remotely views the future, and it's proven to be right. So
people don't laugh at Tim anymore, by the way. You have a large following.
people have said, you know, that's lucky chances. No, I've written three books on the subject. That's what I do as a living.
80% of the refugees in the shelter in Munich, in one shelter, are male. Please understand this. They are all in a state of sexual emergency, and they're coming here. Coming here.
And as I say, lots of them like anuses, so you white women better get used to the Muslim way of sex, which is being anally raped. So we're not talking just about
Well, little boys, too.
We're
no one is safe.
Anal rape as well.
No one is safe. The old joke was, a keyhole in a door isn't safe. These people are, they live.
They're not people,
they eat,
Jeff. They're, as the
breathe,
alternative for Deutschland calls them, rats.
Yeah.
The alternative for Deutschland has followed my term, rats. So that's the standard term the AfD in Germany calls these scumbags, rats. That's what they are. And, of course, Hillary wants to bring all the rats into America, and all of the white women are bleating that Donald Trump is a misogynist. We must have this lovely woman in the White House. And I go, yes, please do, because I enjoy amusing myself by watching humans destroy themselves, and one can see the death of America happening on November the 8th. And, of course, rigged by the Rothschilds and the manager Soros and Buffett.
Right, right.
So we know who's going to win, because what they're doing is having rigged polls that give huge leads to Hillary so they can rig the election. When Hillary has a convention, a meeting, no one comes. When Donald Trump goes, he has, what, 30,000 people. That's because Hillary's 12 points ahead in the
polls. That's exactly
right.
And
that's why no one goes to see her.
Your logic
is
perfect. You got it.
Only white people who are congenitally stupid, self-suicidal, and terminally insane would believe rubbish like that. As a scientist, I go, no, if she's 12 points ahead, she'll have 50,000 people at her conventions, not 100. And most of those are paid to go to her convention. While Donald Trump has 30,000, that doesn't make sense. It shows to me that the polls are rigged. And why are they rigged? So they can rig the election and everyone will believe it. All the papers are saying Donald Trump's lost. Hillary saying she's given up arguing with Trump because he's lost. She's now going for the maximum number of Democrats in the Senate and the Congress. All of this is total illusion. It's total confidence.
There's the word. It is an absolute media illusion. I just talked to someone today who drove 300 miles in the state down south, and said, and went through neighborhoods and towns and said that he did not see one single sign for Clinton, but he saw nothing but Trump signs virtually everywhere he drove.
Of course, because because the majority of people in America, if they're white, support Donald Trump. Even if they're women, they might say they're going to vote for Hillary, but they vote for Trump. But of course, their vote is irrelevant because Soros has already been told by Jacob Rothschild, the master of the West, and the governor of America, Lynn Rothschild, who oversees Soros and Buffett, to rig the election. So the election is irrelevant. You might as well just put Hillary in the White House and not bother with the election, Jeff.
We have only one choice. There is no other choice. This is not a choice election. This will be the last election in American history. And as I said earlier, the only thing that you have to keep in mind is that if Hillary Clinton and Bill, who she's going to put in charge of the economy of this country, get into the White House, it will be downhill for the rest of your lives.
No, it won't, Jeff. You're underplaying. It'll be like jumping off a cliff, because you'll go from, as a white person, being living in a first world country, to Chad world, where you end up in the gutter, or if you're lucky, in one of the rape camps of your Negroid master 30 years down the road. You might think that's mad, but come to Europe and I'll take you round the ghettos and show you all these little white girls who basically are in council care.
Well, their lives are over. Their lives are destroyed. Many of them will end up with AIDS.
They're actually fulfilling their purpose in life, which is to be the sex slave of their Negroid master, Jeff.
From a Muslim point of view
is that white girls are just whores. So
that's true. That's exactly right. To be mutilated, to be kept for breeding purposes only, serve and sleep on the floor next to the bed. You got it.
Exactly, and you can put a lead on them because they're less important to a Muslim.
Every feminist in America should be voting for Trump, and yet
because the white race is terminally stupid. But in the Muslim viewpoint, a white girl is important than their dog.
That's true.
It's true. The dog has rights under Islam, but a white infidel bitch has no rights. And that is simply the Quran.
Let me ask you this. How much of this reality that we have been discussing, if any, is showing up on European TV?
Zero.
Wow.
Zero. This is the only outlet for the truth. Remember, no one talks about Cobalt 60. No one talks about...
No one talks about what we talk about here. Nobody.
No one talks about wetware. No one talks about psychic warfare. No one talks about the endemic pedophilia of the royal family. It just goes on and on and on.
Right.
No one talks about British Airways aircraft spraying... bioweapon out of specially modified
nozzles
on their wings. Yeah. It just goes on and on and on. No one talks about nuclear weapons being useless because you can't use them because they convert the cobalt in a city into cobalt 60, so you can't use them. It just goes on and on and on.
That's a good point. Now, cobalt is, I guess, used in medical
issues. It's used in the batteries. Elon Musk.
Batteries. The batteries. Yes. Okay.
Elon Musk is putting hundreds of tons of cobalt into every Western city so that if the Russians drop a nuclear weapon on a Western city, that will then be the end of the planet.
And how much cobalt does it take to kill everybody on the planet?
100 tons.
Wow. Well, so there you go.
So 100 tons of cobalt, which is in every Western city because of the car batteries.
Electric car batteries.
Will then exterminate all life on the planet, Jeff. So the Russians aren't going to use a nuclear weapon.
No, you know what they're going to use? They're going to use two or three EMP bursts at 50,000 feet over the country and turn the country back into the Stone Age. No computers, no electronics, no trucks, no gasoline, no nothing.
or they're going to use cobalt-60, Jeff, which dissipates and after 100 years is gone.
Well, you know, it is a strategic weapon with a limited life.
You can use it. Cobalt-60
yes,
you can use. You can't,
well, remember,
you
that
can't.
Has to do with the Russian super torpedo. It's cladding.
Yeah.
With
their special munition nuclear cruise missile.
There
so
you go.
They're converting the 1,000-pound payload of their cruise missiles into carrying basically 950 pounds of cobalt 60 with a small nuke and detonating the cruise missile a couple of thousand feet above New York or LA. Which then will kill off those cities with the Cobalt-60 release from the cruise missile. They're called, if you look now, the term is special nuclear weapon. That's the new cruise missiles the Russians are putting in their armory, which they're carrying on all of their new Blackjack bombers, which they fly over the U.S.
They are upgrading all the Blackjacks.
Yeah, and they're going to Cobalt-60 munition cruise missiles because of the Cobalt-60 problem, which Tim Riefat has made public.
So they won't even have to nuclear tip the cruise missiles, really. A conventional explosive with Cobalt-60 would work.
You need a small nuclear weapon to turn the Cobalt-59 into 60,
but what if you just sent off 60?
Oh, yeah, you can just put 60 in there, and you don't even need a nuclear weapon yet. Then just have a conventional conventional explosive to spread it over London or
exactly.
LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
all right, we are on the doorstep. And I talked to, you didn't listen last night, but I talked to Russell Texas Bentley from Donetsk. And he's an American, but he lives in Donetsk now. And was in the military there, and he still does a lot of coordinating. And he said that at any time, it's clear that the West can cause Putin to have to step in to the East, because he will, he's made it clear, if they start an invasion with the Kiev army from the West. And that'll put Russia and Putin in a two-front war situation with Syria and Ukraine. And that may be part of the tacticians and what they're thinking about.
Yeah, agreed, because, you know, they want to bleed Russia dry and cause a financial collapse.
Of course, two-front war, yeah. Exactly.
But remember, Putin has the ace up the hole because all of the geological problems of the West, he can simply detonate a big sea mine in the to drop the San Andreas Fault.
Well, that's what I've said, and that torpedo...
Or the Oregon Rift.
Which goes down to, remember, it travels over 100 miles an hour, 3,300 feet deep, for over 6,300 miles, and it can carry up to a 50 or even 100 megaton thermonuclear warhead or anything smaller with a cladding of cobalt-59 on it. Now, if they were to ignite a typical small megatonnage nuclear weapon off the coast of California, say, or Oregon, it would create a tsunami of 1,862 feet tall, which would travel 900 miles inland before it finally petered out and began to recede to the ocean, wiping out everything from the shoreline in for 900 miles.
I know, and who was talking about Cobalt-60 being the war winner for World War III, a guy
you
called
were,
Tim Riefat 15
what,
years
15
ago.
Years
and when
ago.
When everyone thought I was a nutter, and when I laughed at Condoleezza Rice, who said that she'd con North Korea out of its nuclear arsenal, I was laughed at. Who laughed at me when I said North Korea would become a hyperpower by developing Cobalt-60 nuclear weapons? Because remember, with Cobalt-60 nuclear weapons, you don't want a big bomb. You just want a little bomb to turn the Cobalt-59 into 60. Because you don't want to drop a big bomb on LA,
right.
Because that's the end of the planet. That's the end of Pyongyang.
Now, you want the real estate.
Yeah, all you want is a tiny little nuclear weapon to convert the payload into Cobalt-60.
Oh, that added to a couple of EMP bursts, and that would be it.
Those are the weapons of World War III, because you simply can't use nuclear weapons as ground bursts because of Elon Musk and his cobalt batteries, which now have made all Western cities...
That's fascinating. No one has ever thought of that before except you. Those in the military have, but nobody else.
Yeah, but no one reports the elephant in the middle of the room.
No.
You can see now why...
Don't forget about neutron warheads either, which were outlawed because they're too effective. They outlawed them, what, 35 years ago? And everybody has neutron bombs in their reserves. Guaranteed. Neutron bombs leave the real estate intact, rather like cobalt-60. But there's no residue. After the neutron flux is over and everyone dies and everything dies, all the animals die, you can walk right in and take it over in a week.
Well, you have to, because you can't use nuclear weapons now on any major city. I mean, the nuclear weapon is obsolete.
It is, totally.
Because 100 tons of cobalt resides in every major city in the West.
That's an unintentional deterrent, isn't it?
No, it's an intentional deterrent. And you can't, of course, nuke Pyongyang because, of course, Kim Jong-un will have brought in 100 tons of cobalt, which he'll have placed on the surface.
Right.
So the satellites
We've
can
talked
see
about
it.
That as well. Nobody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I talked about that. And you're sure as hell, if you go to Pyongyang, find 100 tons of cobalt in Pyongyang specifically because Tim Riefat told the North Koreans to put it there, which then means they're... unable to be nuked. And then you've got all these senators and congressmen saying they're going to nuke North Korea if North Korea does anything, when in fact they can't nuke North Korea because of the cobalt-60 problem. So you can see that everything that you read in the press is not only
it's hollow, empty, contrived, and utterly stupid. Completely
stupid. It's 180 degrees wrong.
Yeah.
It isn't that it's wrong, it's completely inverse. So nuclear weapons are a waste of space because no one in Moscow or in Washington
right.
wants to kill off the entire planet.
Correct.
So both sides know that they can't use nuclear weapons for their Hiroshima-Nagasaki purpose.
Well, why wait 100 years for cobalt-60 to go away when you can do it with neutron weapons right now and move in next month?
Exactly. But the
neutron weapons and EMP pulse bursts, that's it. That's the future of war right now.
Yeah. So you can see now that World War III, a nuclear exchange, which all of the so-called experts are whining about will happen between Russia and NATO, is completely obsolete because both sides know about the cobalt-60 problem, and they're going to go into... this poisoning methodology because neither side wants to destroy the planet.
Absolutely. Very well, Tim. Very well.
To be underground for 100 years, Jeff.
Well, I don't think the Rothschilds do.
Well, especially with bunker busters to
that's right.
Burn them, you know. The Russians know where all the bunkers are, where the Rothschilds are going to flee.
They know where everyone is, you bet.
And since Hillary's called Putin Hitler, I don't think there's any love between Putin and the Rothschilds.
What an idiot.
They all know that Hillary doesn't say a word unless Lynn Rothschild ticks it off on her list of what she's allowed to say. Remember, Lynn Rothschild has her hand so far up Hillary's anus, she doesn't cough unless Lynn gives the order.
Just remember the email from WikiLeaks that talked about this issue that we're discussing right now, that Lynn Rothschild was made unhappy about something that Hillary had some kind of a play in, and Hillary wrote her an email begging for her forgiveness and asking her what she could do by way of penance to get back in good graces.
Exactly, and that's why the Rothschilds are in a state of panic, because I'm introducing psychic warfare, and they know, of course, it works, seeing the Duke of Westminster die like a dog and Hillary being turned into a vegetable. So, of course, they want to stop the Russians and Chinese developing psychic warfare to my level and putting them on the front line. So you can see now why they're so panic-stricken that they're going to go to war with Russia and China, because the Rothschilds no longer can fight the war from their bunker with psychic warfare. You can kill them remotely. They know the technology exists, and the Russians and Chinese know it exists because I can do it, and will copy me and put, as I say, the Rothschilds on the front line in World War III. So you can see panic is rife among the Rothschilds and all the so-called elite.
Yeah, panic will be rife in many areas very soon. Tim, thank you for the discourse on World War III and the weapons likely to be used. In fact, the only weapons that can be logically used. So
exactly.
We will see. Talk to you, talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. There he goes. Terrible Tim, the one and only. And when he started out on this program 15, 16 years ago, people used to laugh. No, you just wait. Everything he said has come to pass. All right, back with more as we step into hour two for you next.